April 2, 1933. How the breath and heartbeat of God is the I love you. His love is generative and operating. The greatest prodigy is enclosing his life in the creature. My little soul feels the extreme need of living in the arms of the divine fiat, and since I am just newly born, I am weak and I do not know how to take one step alone, and if I would want to try to do it, I would take a false step, and risk the danger of doing some evil to myself. Therefore, fearing for myself, I abandon myself even more in its arms, telling it, if you want something done, let us do it together, because by myself I do not know how to do anything. And then I feel in myself a continuous love, a motion, a breath that is not mine, but so fused together that I do not know how to tell well if it is mine or if it is not mine. And while I was preoccupied, my sovereign Jesus, surprising me, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, you must know that our divine being is nothing other than a substance all of love, such that as a consequence everything that is inside and outside of us, everything is love. Therefore our breath is love, and the air that we breathe is love. Our heartbeat is love, and while we palpitate love, it forms the circulation of pure love in our divine being with a course that never stops, and this circulation, while it conserves our life in the pure and perfect equilibrium of love, it gives love to everyone and would want love from everyone. And everything that is not love does not enter into us, nor can it enter, nor will it find the place to put itself. The fullness of our love would burn everything that was not pure and holy love. But who directs this life of ours all of love? The light, the sanctity, the power, the all-seeingness, the immensity of our will that fills heaven and earth with our supreme being in a way that there is no place where it does not find itself, because it does not know how to do anything other than love and give love. But it is not a sterile love and will, no, no. It is fecund, and it generates continuously. It is operating, and inside of one single breath of love it forms the most beautiful and marvelous works, the most unheard of prodigies, so much so that all the human sciences feel themselves ignorant before our littlest work, and confused they are dumbfounded. Now listen to me, good daughter, to the great prodigy of our life in the creature that no one else, for whatever loving power that he could have, can boast of saying, I can be like it myself. And while I remain what I am, I can form another life of mine inside of a person who I love. It would be mad and absurd to say it. Neither angel, nor saint, has this power, only your God, your Jesus has this power, because our being is fullness, is totality, is everything and fills everything. And in the immensity in which it finds itself that envelops everything, it breathes, and with a simple breath we form our divine life in the creature. And our will dominates her, nourishes her, and makes her grow, and forms the great prodigy of enclosing our divine life in the little circle of the soul of the creature. This is why your continuous I love you is ours. It is the breath of our life, it is our heartbeat that does not know how to palpitate other than I love you, I love you, I love you. This serves to maintain our life that does not know how to do anything other than love, give love and want love. Therefore while this I love you is ours, it is our breath and also yours, because while we give you love, you give us love, and fused together ours is woven with your I love you. They meet each other, become one with each other, and when I love you alone is felt, while they are two, that enrapturing each other in turn, form one alone. But who feels this life alive and palpitating in her? One who lives in our will. She feels ours, and we feel hers, and we live together. All the other creatures keep it suffocated, and they live as if they did not have it. And my love gives and does not receive. And I live in them with a sorrowful and delirious love, without anyone knowing that I am in them. Therefore be attentive and let your I love you be continuous, because it is nothing other than the outlet of mine. After this I was doing my round in creation, and in virtue of its divine immensity, I felt its palpitating life in created things, that, with indescribable love, It waits for the heartbeat of the I love you of my littleness. So I thought to myself, what will be the difference there is between the way in which God remains in creation, and the way in which he remains in the soul of the creature? And my always lovable Jesus, all goodness, added, my daughter, there is a great difference between the one and the other. In created things, our divinity is in the creating and conserving act, neither adding nor removing anything of what it has done, because each created thing possesses the fullness of the good that it encloses. The sun possessed the fullness of light, the sky the totality of the extension of its azure mantle, the sea the fullness of waters, and so forth. They can say, we have no need of anything, such as the abundance that we possess that we can give without exhausting ourselves, and therefore we give perfect glory to our Creator. On the other hand, in the human creature, our divine act is creating, conserving, operating, and growing. Our love never says enough for her, no, but it always wants to give and operate new things. And if she corresponds to us, our operating virtue remains always in motion. Now we give her new love, now new light, now new science, new sanctity, new beauty. Our operating virtue never ceases, we always want to give, and by giving we operate. By creating the creature we opened the commerce between heaven and earth, and we placed in traffic our operating way, we to give and she to receive. And what is more, we want her together to operate, we do not want to do it alone. If we were capable of sorrow, it would embitter our happiness if we did not hold her together with us. And from our love and operating act rises our always growing act, such that the creature remains under the reign of our love and creating, conserving, operating, and growing act. Fiat.